good and wise advisers. Even in such hot weather, everyone is cultivating so diligently. This is inconceivable. The word inconceivable means it cannot be thought about with the mind, and it cannot be described in words. As it is said, the path of language is cut off. The place of the mind's activity is gone. Whatever can be expressed in language has no real meaning. Nevertheless, in order to constantly accord with living beings, we must say something. In Buddhism, we want to study the Buddha's conduct, the Buddha's thinking, and the Buddha's way of handling things and interacting with people. We have to learn all of these things, but there is so much to learn that it is not easy to learn it all. So we can begin by learning the precept of not killing first. Not killing simply means not fighting. As soon as you start to fight, you will kill. Not killing is one of the five precepts. The basis of not killing is not fighting, not fighting with anyone or competing with anyone over anything. There is a saying which goes, fighting involves the thought of victory and defeat. It goes against the way. Once you give rise to the four kinds of views, how can you attain samadhi? As soon as you begin to fight, you have thoughts of victory and defeat. You will think, you lost and I won, or I lost and you won. You compare between us to see who is better. The reason you fight is because you want to win. Fighting goes against the way. If you want to cultivate the way, then you must not fight. For example, in bowing to the Buddha, whether you are a left-home person or a lay person, male or female, you shouldn't fight with others. If someone is bowing to the Buddha, you shouldn't tell them to move back so that you can stand in front of them. Even if you are wearing your formal robe and sash, you cannot do that. As soon as you fight, you are no longer a disciple of the Buddha. So you must first learn to avoid fighting. Yield the good things to others, and only wish to have the things that other people don't want. Only then will you obtain a response in the way and not be going against the way. In bowing to the Buddha, those who come earlier to the Buddha hall should stand in the front, and those who arrive later should stand in the back. Those who arrive late shouldn't say, "Well, I'm wearing my robe, the person in front isn't, so I'm going to take his place and make him move." That's called fighting. This is a very simple example. If you have bowed to the Buddha for so long, and yet you still fight with other people over a place to bow, do you think you have earned any merit? You should think this over carefully. Don't think that just because you're wearing your sash, that makes you superior to the people who are wearing only their robes. And don't think that because you're wearing your robe, that makes you higher than those who aren't. Don't think that because you have left the home life, that makes you a level higher than lay people. That's not the way it is. When we bow to the Buddha, perform repentances, recite the Buddha's name, or chant sutras, we should yield instead of fighting. But don't be excessively humble. If you act with forced humility, that's not right either. So we must follow the middle way. We are all here cultivating together, so we should help each other instead of obstructing each other. If you obstruct others, then they will obstruct you in turn. So you shouldn't fight. That's the first thing. Secondly, you shouldn't be greedy. Greed can cover many things. Don't be greedy for nice clothing. No matter how pretty your clothes are, you're just decorating a toilet with finery. The human body is an impure thing. If you decorate it, perfume it, and make it up in various ways, It's all false. When it dies, it will leave without paying any attention to you. Not being greedy simply means not stealing. Why would anyone steal? Because he's greedy. His greed is insatiable. Buddhists should not be greedy for money. But some people say, the more the better. They say, I'm not greedy, but a lot of money isn't a bad thing. Actually, this is still greed. If you aren't greedy, then you won't violate the precept against stealing. The third precept is no sexual misconduct, and that is simply not seeking. When those of the opposite sex pursue one another, the power of attraction is stronger than a tiger. This is called seeking outside. Not being selfish. If you're not selfish, then you won't tell lies. Why would you tell lies? It's because you are being selfish. Why do you want to lie? It is because you want to benefit yourself. And why are you selfish? Because you think, I only want to benefit myself. I don't care about anyone else. Because you are selfish and you only wish to benefit yourself, you will tell lies. Not taking intoxicants means not speaking reckless nonsense and not telling lies. You only tell the truth. Your speech and your actions are straightforward. This is the general meaning of the six great principles. If cultivators and Buddhists don't understand these principles, then they are still outside the door of Buddhism. They haven't entered the door yet.